Unsure why he was arrested, the U.S. State Department is working to resolve the matter with North Korea's top ally, China. The State Department also highly recommends travelers not visit North Korea. On that note, we bring in David Phelps, the founder of Tide Talks. Tide Talks 5 coming up Monday night.
Absolutely. We are so excited to be hosting our fifth event, and it's just an honor to be back. Oh. I feel like I watch or listen to the show 4 p.m. Monday through Thursday
every single day now. You probably feel like we're always in your head.
It is. To see you in person is a pleasure. I want your autograph when I'm done.
Well,
very excited to be here to talk about some Tide Talks.
Well, we appreciate it. It's going to cost you. But thanks a lot, David.
I respect that. Yep.
Now, David, Tide Talks 5 going to happen Monday, 7:30 p.m. It'll be in the
Ferguson Theater.
That's right. It's going to happen in the Ferguson Theater. It's going to be an exciting, jam-packed event, as always. We're partnering with you guys yet again for Tide Talks 5. The WVUA-FM is, anyway. What is going to be happening? What are some of the topics that are going to be discussed? Who are these folks?
So, for those that don't know, Tide Talks is a speaker series on campus that puts on stage the most revolutionary, thought-provoking, innovative, inspirational students we have on campus on stage for 15 minutes, and they can talk about whatever their most dynamic ideas are. So for Tide Talks 5, we have lots of new things, but the structure of the speakers will remain the same. So we have a student talking about the differences between debate and discourse. We have someone talking about leaving a legacy of service with the resources that you already have. We have a researcher, a PhD student from St. Louis, talking about genomic sequencing techniques and how it's going to impact the medical field through highly invasive species research. Insane, right? And then to cap it off, we have Abby Crane and Matt Ford giving the first ever duo Tide Talk. They're the authors of the CW article that led to a lot of the integration discussion on campus, and so they're going to explain their stories and how they went about that. And so those are the speakers this time around. They're going to be phenomenal. Word on the street is that they're the strongest speakers we've ever had. I've not been in the development sessions, but the people that work with the speakers say they are the most prepared, the most inspirational, and are ready to blow the stage away.
Wow. Abby Crane and Matt Ford, that's quite the get for you guys. They've
absolutely
become very well-known student journalists here on campus. Obviously, they're reporting, creating a massive campus discussion on campus. But from those topics, David, and like you said, you kind of stay away from the speaker development. You like to focus more on the event, trying to get people there and things like that. But personally, which one are you looking forward to a lot?
Abby's and Matt are certainly – that's going to be an interesting talk because it's something that we've fought back and forth over if we wanted to do that. But I'm actually really excited for the genetic researcher. She works with fish a lot in genomic sequencing, which sounds a little crazy and above my intelligence level, but apparently it's going to be phenomenal. That's all the development sessions have gone phenomenal with her, so she's going to be able to really frame that in a way that matches with our audience and engages us and makes us connect with the genes of fish.
So oftentimes, some of members of our audience have not been to Tide Talks yet, a lot of times you guys have a lot of audience engagement. There's always something going on with Twitter, things like that. You're popping balloons, fun things. Anything like that going to potentially happen this time?
Yes. Part of the Tide Talks fun is that it's not just videos we record and post online, but the event itself is dynamic and engaging. We want it to be 75 minutes that our students would not get anywhere else. So to do that, we've got two new things that we're trying this time. We're all about taking some risks to see what happens. The first thing, we have free grapes for the entire audience.
Grapes, the fruit. You had me at grapes.
Yeah, well, that's a long story there. But we have Reva Fruitionaries that we've
passed out. You have to listen to Capstone News Now and After Dark to get the full story.
Heyo, let's keep it PG. So grapes for everybody. How crazy is that?
That is crazy.
And then the second thing, perhaps the most exciting, is we have live musicians. We're going to have three artists that are going to sandwich between all of our talkers. Of our Tide Talkers, so we have the gospel choir is going to perform, we have a spoken word artist, and we have a guitarist that's going to be performing some original music. Phenomenal stuff. Again, it's a new kind of brand of Tide Talks, keeping it a little more artistic with the revolutionary ideas. We want to take a risk, see what our audience thinks, and that's all based on the feedback we get on our website, tidetalks.ua.edu. People can go there, give us ideas, and we'll try to implement all the ones we really love.
Well, great. One last thing for you here, David, and we love having you come on the show. You bring so much energy, and that's the way Tide Talks is. If not been at the Tide Talks, there's just so much energy, so many cool ideas getting thrown around. It's a really fun atmosphere as well. The timing of it, I've heard a lot of students say, well, that's kind of interesting because it's like the 2 days before Thanksgiving break, and students are like, but assuage their fears. If it's only going to take them a couple hours, it's not going to be that big a deal in terms terms of their time. So assuage their fears as to why they should come out Monday night.
We have been waiting for Thanksgiving break for probably about a month now, right? But there's a need to begin Thanksgiving break on a high note.
That's right.
Probably all just in midterms, taking finals, we're exhausted. What better way to be energized about your campus, about the community you're in, than see four of the most brilliant speakers, or I guess five since we have a duo, on Monday night, so you can start your break relaxed, energized, and excited about the potential for the University of Alabama, the way we can make differences, and the way that things are already changing now. I think it's such a great testament to our campus. You'll start the break off feeling great, and then you can eat lots and lots of turkey, and then sleep for 4 days.
Get yourself an extra scoop of knowledge at Tide Talks 5, taking place Monday, 7:30 p.m. in the Ferguson Theater.
Free grapes.
Free grapes,
people.
That's what you need to take away from this. David Phelps, thank you so much. We will see you out there Monday night, sir.
Thank you very much. It's an honor to be here.
We'll be back coming up next. Nathan James from the Crimson White will be speaking to us about an interesting development at the town hall earlier this week. President Judy Bonner, not in attendance. Stay with us here. 90.7 The Capstone. This is Capstone News Now.